Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's happening? And welcome to the inaugural, the first.
You niggas asked for it, so we're giving it to you.
The first episode of Rambles and Reviews.
Prestige worldwide, wide.
Yo, man, this is the podcast. Like, we've been wanting to do this for the longest, man. It's pretty much gonna be me. All, if you don't know, hello, my name is Rob J, aka the Breakfast Food Bandit, the English Dub Enthusiast, the Waffle House Warrior, the Croc Hosherer. I am not throwing away my Crocs. And yeah, man, yeah, nasty ass. But no, man, we're just here the bootleg Crocs. I'm here with my guy.
Whoa, whoa! They didn't even know. Jesus.
But listen, I'm for it though. Like, I'm all for it. It's fun. But I'm here with my guy.
I can afford the real joints now, though. I didn't even think of it. I can afford real Crocs now.
But you can save your money though and still get, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna lie.
$12 sharks,
bro. Crocs. Listen, that's a conversation for another day. But fam. Crocs should not cost like $60, $70. Like, that's
$60,
bro. One pair of Crocs, low key, bro, cost like $60.
Oh, 50, I will be at Walmart.
50 at the least, yeah. Your sharks.
I'll get my sharks from Walmart,
bro. It makes no sense. Like, Crocs should not cost that much. But I'm here with my guy, Scuba Steve, man. Introduce yourself,
Scuba,
my brother.
Steve, it is me, Scuba Steve, a.k.a. the Instant Negator. And now it should make sense because you niggas watch Undead Unluck. Yes, Skylar Data.
Oh!
Yeah! Now y'all get it. Yeah! I used to say that shit all the time and nobody would get it. But now that Undead Unluck is out, people should be able to get it.
Time out, bro. Is that where you got that fucking name from this whole time?
The Instant Negator, yeah. Really? That's why I would say it like that. The Instant Negator.
Bro, my mind is over here blown, but like there's people probably they listen, like, bro, what the fuck are these niggas talking about? But if you know, you know. Like, you know what I mean?
If you're an Undead Unluck nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Or like, cause that, bro, your name been that for the long, like the Instant Negator. Like, what does that mean? But I thought it was just something like, you know, it was funny. It was like super clever and shit like that. But hey, wow. Yeah.
It's clever.
Wow.
I am Proton's whore. I am Skylar's dad or whatever. I am the man that wore one cosplay, but cosplayed two different characters. What else am I? I am Mr. Wake the Dead himself, Scuba Steve.
Big
soon
fact.
To be Mr. Payback. I'm ready because Rob Reviews, that is dead. We canceled that and we changed it to Rambles and Reviews. You niggas been asking for it, so we just decided to give it to it. We tried to do a trial run with the other niggas. And
I'm dead.
They fumbled the bag. They fumbled the ball. I don't mind calling them niggas out. Fuck that. So it's just us. It's a duo.
And like, this is like just like I previously said, it's like a subsidiary, a spinoff, if you will, even though I hate spinoff of Inside the Mind of a Blur. This is like something extra. So pretty much, I watch a lot of shit. Like, I watch a lot of shows, I watch a lot of anime and stuff like that. But like, I don't really have like anywhere like to actually talk about the stuff that I watch, because if you follow me on Twitter, you know, like I do these threads of like certain shows that I'm watching, and I watch, you know, I talk about all types of shows and stuff like that. So here, Rambles and Reviews, I can actually pod about it and talk about it with Steve, because Steve, you actually watch a lot of stuff too.
Yes, I actually realized I watch a lot of stuff and I haven't been watching anime the way that I should. Like, I watch so much shit, I watch so much shit I haven't caught up on anime in so long.
Right.
But I think also I started watching more shit when I did the 100 anime challenge and I got I got the anime burnout, and then I just haven't.
Man.
I watched like
burnout, one, be real, bro. That burnout.
I watched like one anime, maybe two anime a year really, unless niggas really tell me, like, nigga, you need to get on it. I love eventually. Like, I just
for sure
really got that burnout. But yeah,
for sure. Yeah, facts, bro. And I'm glad like we actually had this. And this is not just gonna be, you know, me and Steve all the time. Some you will probably hear some people from, you know, the main podcast come over and like talk about some shit. But sure, you know, I'm just glad, you know, we got this. It's gonna be something new. I'm excited for this journey.
This is something new. The Casper Slide Part 2. Oh,
my bad. We about to get funky. Funky. Man, y'all think this, yeah. Okay, so today, man, we are here to talk about the newest film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We are here to talk about The Marvels. You know what I'm saying? It came out last week. It came out, last Thursday. If anybody knows me, I'm there every Thursday at the movies to see, because for one, a nigga don't want to get spoiled. And, you know, sometimes it feels good being the first to see something. You know what I mean? So, we're talking about the Marvels. We're going to be going into full spoilers, of course. So here's your warning, spoiler warning. You know, if you have not seen the Marvels, go and watch the movie first and then come back and listen for our thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Because we have some things to say. I've been waiting for this, you know, for a while to actually talk about this, because you know, we will get into it. So again, spoiler warning. If you haven't seen the movie, watch the movie, come back and listen to us over here. So now that we got all of that out the way, man, Steve, how did you feel? Like, what are your thoughts about the movie?
Pleasantly surprised. I went into this movie tempering my expectations, to be real with you. I did not enjoy the first Captain Marvel, and then Miss Marvel, I just thought it was meh. I thought it was okay. So honestly and truthfully, and then after Secret Invasion 2, I'm like, who's really gonna be carrying this movie? That's kind of where I was going with. I was like, because at first, you immediately think, oh, Sam is just going to carry the movie and it's going to be all right. But after Secret Invasion, I was like, I'm not even sure no more. You know, I'm not a testament to Sam's acting, but like, right, I just didn't know what the fuck we was going to get.
For sure.
Honestly and truthfully, bro, like, I was like, what time does this movie start? It was like 7:20. I went up to the ticket booth and bought my shit at the ticket. I didn't pre-buy anything like that. I was like, if I buy the ticket, I buy the ticket. If I get it, I get it. I don't, whatever. And I went straight up in there, bought the ticket. And this movie was really good. I'm not going to lie to you. Not really good. It was really, really enjoyable. And it was good, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I, for one, thought this movie was better than Ant-Man Quantumania, per se. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Wakanda Forever, and then I think this is right after. Like, I'm trying to think. Oh, no, Shang-Chi. But we can rank them later. But
yeah, this is
better than a lot of the products that we've gotten from Marvel. I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? I really think that a lot of people already prematurely was ready to hate on it.
Unfortunately, bro, just being nasty work is three women. They're starring in the movie. Oh no, girl, we're gonna talk shit about this movie nonstop.
And not even just regular people, like the publicists and these Screen Rants and like these pages as well, talking about the MCU is no longer untouchable now. Not they failing to mention that there was a strike this whole time.
Strike going on.
COVID
in,
stuff.
Yeah, we're still in COVID. Yeah.
Like they fail to mention any of that. They just ready to take Marvel apart. That's what they want to do. And I think that's really unfortunate. I think it's fucked up that they're doing it like that.
Because absolutely, bro.
And if they would actually just go see the movie, if they were speaking highly of it, other people would go see it, because this movie is not bad. It's a good movie.
I don't think the movie's trash by any means. It's definitely not a bad movie at all. I don't think it's trash. Me personally, I thought this movie was okay. You know what I mean? I thought it was fine. As a person, I actually liked the first movie, Captain Marvel. I actually liked it a lot more than like most people. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was fine. I thought, you know, it was good. But I don't know. Here with this movie, like, I'm not going to cap. There's more things that I don't like than things that I do like here in this film. But I can't lie and say that I didn't have a fun time in that fucking movie theater, because I did. It was fun. I laughed. You know what I'm saying? I was engaged. There were some scenes that were like really fire. I'm like, okay, bet. Like, we fucking getting to it. Yeah. But yeah, overall, like, I thought it was just fine. I don't think it was. It wasn't a good movie, in my opinion. I thought it was just okay. And I think that's another thing that we have to stop doing. And I've talked about before, like, people feel like if the movie is not just great and amazing, then it's automatically trash. Mm-hmm. There is an in-between there. It can be okay. It can be just fine. It can be good. You know, it can be, average, which that's how I feel about it. I think the movie's average. Mm-hmm. That does not mean it's trash or it's horrible or anything like that. So, yeah, man, like I said, there were things that I didn't like more than I did like. So I don't think I'm going to be going to see this film again. Like, not even if when it hits
Disney Plus.
When it hits Disney Plus, I'm not going to watch it then. I just don't really care to. But yeah, man, this movie, it served its purpose, I guess. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah. So, and here's the thing, and this, we're not going to like talk about the whole plot or whatever. If you've seen the movie, you know what the fuck happened. We don't have to go through like start of the movie, middle of the movie, end of the movie. We don't really have to do that here. I don't. Mm-hmm. That's not really
free spitball. You know what I'm saying? And just
that's not really needed. So we
have to start. I'll start it. We have
go
to
ahead,
start
bro. Let's get it. Let's get
talking
it.
About the best part of the movie, which is Proton. Every time she's on the screen, I hear angels and like
Monica Rambeau. Listen, bro. Monica Rambeau, Tiana Paris, you are an extremely beautiful woman, extremely beautiful black woman. I love your face. I love everything about you. I love your hair. I love you. Listen. Oh,
that's sweet.
You are incredible.
I do disgusting things to you. I'm not as sweet as Rob.
She just had a baby, bro. Oh, no.
Have mine's next. Like, what are we talking about here?
Oh, my God.
Be mean to me. Step on me. Do what you have to do. I love you as well, but in another way.
Yeah. I agree.
If you hear this, don't listen to, don't block me. Because one day I'm gonna be a celebrity and I'm gonna be writing scripts. You might be in my movie, and then you hear this. It's gonna be a little weird that I said these things. So let me recap. These are just jokes. Unless you go like Billy said,
unless you go do it. This thing is even insane, bro.
Yeah, she's the best part of the movie. Every time she turns around and do a kick, I'm like, oh Jesus, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to touch on too. The best part of the movie was not just her, but when all three of them were on screen together,
and then Monica, they're figuring out their powers and stuff.
Miss Marvel. Yeah, it was good. I think that was like the best part of the movie. It was so cool to see them, bro. Their chemistry, they had such good chemistry together. Yeah. I was shocked. I was like, oh wow. So
I love the chemistry. I love the montage that they have when they're like adapting to like trying to figure out how to use the powers and stuff. So when they're like double dutching and juggling,
that was fun.
Like
that, yeah,
I thought that was cool. Really cool.
They were trying to learn how to do it. Like they was like throwing up the a fucking apple or orange. It was something. Yeah.
Something
was
round.
Yeah. It was going, and they was like us. That was going back and forth and switching. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. I really fucked with that. I thought that whole little montage was really dope and cool. I really liked when we first see, because it's all three of them on screen, when they're trying to save that planet. With Skrulls and stuff like that, like, and how everything is getting destroyed around them, and like they're really trying to figure it out, because that's like their first like climax where they're like, all right, look, this isn't working. Like, even, you know what I'm saying, we could have saved everybody, but the fact that we keep getting swapped and stuff like that, it's not working. And I thought that was really interesting.
You bring up, bro, the scrolls have been done so bad in the MCU. No, like not like as far as their character, but just them, like, yo, they have been getting hold for like 30 years. Yo, Captain Marvel and Nick Fury, they promised them, look, we will find you guys a planet. We will find you guys a fucking home. We will find you guys a home. They traveling from planet to planet trying to find somewhere to stay. Like, bro, they have the Skrulls have been done so dirty, bro. And especially, like, you can see it in, like, this movie. Fam, I'm like, Carol, what?
They defeat it, and they just like, bro, just leave us the fuck alone. We'll figure it out. We better off figuring it out on our own. Like, they like, just leave us alone.
So many lives were lost on that planet. Like, if you just think about it, bro, they left a lot of Skrulls behind.
Yes, bro. Like, they got them all on one ship. That's how you know that they left so many behind.
It was only one ship. Yeah, it was only one ship.
Bro, that's you know who didn't get left behind? None of the Marvels. None of y'all got left behind.
Of course not, bro.
But all of my people got left behind. I'm looking at you super salty. I'm like, bro, my people got left behind, but all three of y'all somehow made it on this fucking like, nah, something's wrong.
Yeah,
here.
Okay, so I guess we can start off this with like just talking about things that we did like, that we did enjoy. So first off, we've already said like the character dynamics of all three of our main characters together, seeing that was something that like I really enjoyed. It was funny. So I'll say something else. Miss Marvel's family, Kamala Khan's family, was like the funniest point in the whole freaking movie, bro. They had me rolling, bro. Her mom, her dad, and her fucking brother, bam. I absolutely loved whenever they were on scene. Yeah,
they were the best part. It reminded me a lot of Blue Beetle, their family dynamic and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it gave me a lot of those feels, but I feel like it was done a little better.
Okay,
because I feel like with Blue Beetle, it was like they did it, but they also like kind of were in your face with it, and they were kind of like, I feel like having Ms. Marvel TV show, you got to touch on the heritage and the background.
You know who
like
they are. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was more so of like, we can stick to the dynamic of like, we expect this out of you. It's funny, but at the same time, protect my little girl. Whereas Blue Beetle was just one movie, so they didn't have the TV series before that. So they were like, make sure that we have all those same things in there, but we also need to include the heritage, our background, our culture, things like that in that movie, which I feel like they didn't have to do that.
They already had it
in Ms. Marvel. You see what I'm saying? Like in Ms. Marvel, they gave you so much of the culture in that you didn't really have to get it there. And I feel like they was trying to fit that in there in Blue Beetle. So I feel like that's the only thing.
Yeah, in Blue Beetle, I actually thought they did that shit pretty well, bro.
Like, I think they did do it well, but you could tell that it was in there. It was like, hey, let's make sure that we put that in. You know what I'm saying? Of course.
Representation matters, man. So of course, like that definitely had to be in there. So I loved it. I loved every second of it in Blue Beetle. Bro, I cried. Well, we don't have to talk about Blue Beetle, bro. I was crying in that bitch. I was like, no. Yeah.
But I definitely thought that they were definitely the best part of the comedic side because the whole I didn't think that the Nick Fury comedy side was working.
We'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that. So, okay. Another thing that I really enjoyed, but like you can pretty much say this for every Marvel movie, bro. The cinematography was absolutely incredible, bro. It looked really, really gorgeous. But I mean, you could say that for every, like, you know what I'm saying, every movie in Marvel. But yeah. I don't know, just like them in space, it was just shot really, 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 really well. So that and like the sound design, you could, like, being inside the theater, you could like feel the shit that was happening. So I was like, okay, bet. Okay, cool, cool. So yeah, that's another thing that like I really, really liked.
Yeah, I thought like you said, I thought the whole thing was beautiful. Especially like even when they went to I don't even know what the other planet. I can't remember what the other planet was called.
I don't remember the other planet was either. From.
But when the villain or whatever goes back to their planet and it's dark, they don't have a sun, they don't have water. It still was like, it still looked good. Like how you said the photography was good. Like that's how darkness is supposed to look on screen when it's a dark.
Yeah.
What's going on? Game of Thrones, take notes because
bro, I heard that shit.
Bro, it was like, bro, I get that it's supposed to be dark, but we should be able to see. Like that just didn't make sense. But yeah, that shit like was done really, really well. I think, you know what I'm saying, that was done. And then that one planet where they had the scene and stuff like that, that shit was beautiful. Like the colors and everything.
It looked really, really good. Yeah. Those fucking colors were popping.
Off the screen.
Literally. Is there anything else that you want to talk about, like that you like absolutely like?
Another thing that I absolutely liked. Trying to think. Oh, I mean, I feel like we'll get to that. I don't want to talk about that because that's an end credit scene.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah. I think that's it. Like you know what I'm saying? There's things that I liked as well, but I probably can't think of it right now. They'll come to me as we talk about it.
Yeah.
Try to think about it, but like I just really enjoy it. Like I said, I enjoyed what I do like is Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel's relationship, how she like she fangirled for a little bit and then she quickly got out of it. You know what I'm saying? She quickly got
be here. Yes. I was really gonna say that next. Yeah.
Yeah. She got out of that zone and was like, okay, this is like somebody that I look up to, but I still got a job to do. I'm a hero. I need to take care of people. And she's still like you know what I'm saying? She didn't just do whatever she thought Captain Marvel wanted her to do. You know what I'm saying? She did some things that detoured away from her thoughts and stuff because she's her own person. And I love that about the fact that she's a female character and it showed that she's her own person. She ain't relying on nobody else and stuff like that, because we do get that a lot where female characters rely on other people, or you know what I'm saying, they don't have a mind of their own. And I love the fact that they gave them their own.
Yeah, bro. While you are spitting, I literally was gonna say that next. Miss Marvel's character growth, like not her character development, because she pretty much got developed in her like own show. She had her 6 episodes to go through here to here, and now with this movie, she got to grow. And that moment on that planet, she's trying to save all of these Skrulls, Captain Marvel's like, look, we have to save who we can. We can't save everybody. And in that moment, she makes that, she's like, wait, huh? Like, it becomes real life. Like, it's more than just, you know, trying to save people in this city, because that's what she's pretty much used to, saving, like, people in the city, doing, like, fighting crime and shit like that. But here on this planet, shit's getting real. It's active. You're not going to be able to save everybody. So in that moment, she's like, wait, huh? This is the woman that I look up to. I idolize. I fucking love Captain Marvel. And she's telling me to leave people behind and these people are going to have to die? Wait, what? Like, seeing that on her face was just really, really incredible for me. And like that moment, like it switched. There was something that switched in her. Like, okay, well, this shit's getting real. This is real life. Let's get to it then, I guess. So that was one of my favorite moments in the whole movie, bro. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I think another moment, now that we're thinking about it, is when Captain Marvel puts the that dream thing on their heads.
Yeah.
All sharing each other's memories and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Monica's like, I don't want to relive that. And she was all like, I'm sorry. I can't control it. Like, this is just happening. And she had to relive her mom being
all of those moments
trapped away and stuff like that. And I also feel like they did that to kind of give a quick recap for people that don't watch the TV shows. I think that's what that was for too.
And I think that was that too. And that's another thing I didn't like. Like the first like 10 minutes of the movie, they pretty much gave a recap of the first movie, of the first Captain Marvel movie. I'm like, yo, why are y'all doing it? It ain't been that long. why y'all choosing this movie to do that? Like they could just go back and watch themselves. But
I definitely feel like that little dream sequence of them showing like Monica like panicking at the hospital and being snapped away and coming back and that whole thing. I think that that was definitely for the people they like. Just in case you didn't watch WandaVision, let's throw this in here for the casuals and stuff like that. So I kind of can appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Because like she said, I don't want to relive this. They could have just been like, you know what I'm saying? She's at the hospital. We don't have to do this, you know what I'm saying? But they literally did it. And I think that that really, because they didn't change anything, like any words or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So like, it was like, what's the purpose of reusing that footage other than to catch people up that haven't watched WandaVision?
Yeah. All right. So like a main thing that pretty much happened for like, I don't know, 85% of the movie, their powers were switching, you know, from Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and Photon. Yeah, Photon.
Photon.
She hasn't officially been named that name in the MCU yet. I don't know why. They just need to just go ahead and just call her that. Either Photon or what's the other one? Spectrum. That's the other name. I don't know which one she's supposed to be, but I don't. What do you
think? I think the reason why they didn't name drop her for this one was because the movie is called The Marvels. You know what I'm saying? And she kept, that's why Miss Marvel kept on saying, I'm going to call you Dr. Marvel.
She said all these different things.
And I thought that was funny. Like, that could be their little running joke of, like, not giving her a name yet. It can kind of be like how, like, we always kept on waiting for Captain America to say Avengers Assemble.
Every time
it was about to happen, it was pumped. They was pump faking us and stuff like that. Maybe that's what they're doing with her.
Gotcha. Okay. So
I don't know if that is true, but maybe.
Well, I always get so like that's pretty much a thing throughout the whole movie. Their powers get switched. Like whenever they use their powers, they switch with somebody else. They switch with somebody else every time. So one thing, first of all. I guess I'll just talk about it. Yeah, the one thing that I did like was that first fight scene. Like when the first fight scene when they switching between Miss Marvel's house and bro, they fucked that house all the way up. Like shit they went through. But yeah, the house in space. Like I love that fight scene. That shit was really cool for me. So first thing I want to ask you, what did you think about like the power switching thing? Like do you think that was done well? And
I think it was done well. I think it was done well. The way that they switched around and stuff like that. I still wanted a little more clarity on kind of why it was all three of them. Because if only Captain Marvel and Monica Rambeau touched it at the same time,
touched that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. At the same time. Thing.
Yeah.
You would think they would be the only two that switching. So it kind of was like, why is Miss Marvel switching with them too? But at the same time,
it had to do. I just got it. Because remember, at the beginning of the movie, the villain, he found the thing too, the wrist thing. And I think she used that to actually make that that force field, and then that's why she used that band thingy to like make that force field. So and I think she took it off after that. Miss Marvel, that motherfucker is on all the fucking time, all day, all night. So those powers kind of like intertwined. So I think that's why.
Yeah, but so when, I mean, this could just be a small little plot hole, but when the villain puts it back on to do another, she uses it again, she don't warp with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So, I mean, that could just be like a little small little plot hole.
Know, yeah.
I mean, that's nitpicky. But I just, honestly, truthfully, I was like, oh, why are they all three switching and not just two of them? But yeah, I mean, other than that, I think it was done really well as far as them jumping back and forth and stuff like that. I liked it. I really thought it was fun. Like you said, the house fight, that made that house fight really fun because you didn't know who was going to pop up.
Yeah.
The when they were switching, you didn't know if it was going to be Captain Marvel or Monica Rambeau. And then when the cat came with her to the house, I was like, oh, okay, it's getting crazy. Like, it was,
man,
like,
yeah.
The cat went with her to the house. The fucking troops went over there to where Nick Fury was at. It was like, bro, this shit is getting hectic as fuck. Like, that shit was funny.
Bro, no, that shit was funny. Bro, that house, I was just like, god damn, bro. This shit, the fucking roof, the stairs, the rooms, the fucking kitchen was messed up. And the funny part, like, after it happened, they were just in the room with like some fucking brooms and sweeping stuff up. Like, what's that gonna do? They were sweeping up the room that was quiet. I'm like, bro, this is not gonna do anything, bro. So that was funny.
Yeah, bro, they got to that house fast as shit too. When they had that big ass fight and that fight was over.
Oh, yeah.
Monica and Nick Fury was at the house quick as hell. I was like, bro, what?
They ain't waste no time, bro.
I was like, how did they get here?
Kamala Khan? They didn't waste any time, G. So, yeah, that part, that was funny. That first fight scene was, like, really good. I really liked that. So, so I guess, yeah, how do you feel about Captain Marvel's, like, Carol, so how do you feel about her growth, or do you feel like she had any growth from her first movie, from seeing her in Captain Marvel? She really didn't do nothing she didn't have any like big scenes in Endgame. She did, but like nothing like, you know, nothing like noteworthy. Well, I guess it was noteworthy. She went one-on-one versus Thanos. Thanos had to like, he fucking needed help to fight her. That was like, pretty fire.
Get this bitch off me now, please.
Yeah. He was like, fire. No. He said fire. Yeah, he was going crazy. So I'll just say this then. What do you feel about her growth from her first movie to now? We'll just say that.
Do you feel like
she even had growth or anything like that?
As far as like the character itself, I don't feel like she had like a huge amount of growth. I think I think the thing for me particularly, I feel like the movie needed everyone in conjunction to be in this movie because I didn't feel like, even when she was on the screen by herself solo, it didn't feel like she could carry a full hour and a half or 2 hours of a movie. Okay. There's something about it where it was just like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like she could carry that by herself. So I think that's cool that they did the Marvels and Monica Rambeau as well, adding them into the mix. Yeah. Monica Rambeau and Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Putting them in there and stuff like that, because I just don't feel like, and I mean, I don't want to sound like that dude, but Ms. Marvel is more interesting to me than Captain Marvel. And Monica Rambeau is as well. I feel like they both are more interesting than Captain Marvel, because we don't get any explanation of what she's been doing.
We'll get to that too.
I just feel like she just kind of like super strong, broken to a point where she can beat up Thanos, you know what I'm saying, with no problems and stuff like that. But at the same time, it just feels like nothing else is really. She's just not an interesting character to me. She's just not.
Fair enough. Okay, and I think like her sharing the fucking movie with two other people, like I think that really worked well because they worked well together. Like I said earlier, their chemistry was really, really fire. Seeing them on screen and doing stuff together, making jokes with each other, that shit was pretty cool. Okay, So yeah, let's get into the nitty gritty, man. Like, cause I have a whole list, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. So we talked about things. Yeah, we talked about things that we did that we did enjoy. What are a couple things you can just go off? You can start first. What are things that you did not like about this movie?
I think there's two main things. I'll do one. I'm sure you'll do the other one. The two main things that I didn't like about the movie, for me, I'll say the biggest one for me was the musical planet.
That musical scene.
Yeah, it just didn't work for me. It felt super cheesy. I don't know. Like, it just, like, the people had to sing to communicate.
Sing to talk, yeah.
Yeah, and I just wasn't really fucking with it. Like, and I love musicals, but it was like, it was random, it was out of nowhere, and bro, it was just like, it just didn't work.
If anybody who knows me knows, I love musicals. I am the nigga. I love musicals to death. I'm, bro, Hamilton, Rent, all type of shit. I love musicals. Fam. Bruv. That shit was a two-piece of ass, bro. That shit was cheeks. That shit was cheeks, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? Why they set to have to sing and talk? Like,
it was,
huh?
It was whack as fuck.
Everything about that was trash to me. Bro, the whole time in the movie theater, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, bro, face palm to my head. I'm like, dog, what is going on? Why?
Marvel is officially 1-1 in the musical department.
That's cap. They're 0-2.
In Hawkeye, I can do this all day. I can do this all day.
That shit was trash. Hawkeye.
I can do this all day.
I think we definitely talked about this too. Bro, you have Hawkeye. That shit was fire, by the way. Hawkeye is a really good show. Fact. So this is the season finale, the last episode of the whole series. And we're thinking, okay, post-credit scene. We're like, oh, okay, bet. Let's go. We're about to get in our bags. We're about to see something interesting.
Because we just saw Spider-Man on the same
day. That was before Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man.
The episode came out first. Came out on that Thursday.
But the episode, was they on Wednesdays? They were. You're right.
They were on Wednesdays. Remember?
Or was it the week? Or did Spider-Man come out the week before the finale?
No. It came out first. Because remember, you thought that the show would like lead into the movie.
Yeah.
The finale, the finale came out. It was on the same week. Yeah. It came out on that. On that Wednesday.
Because we got the reveal of Kingpin, and then we get Daredevil and Spider-Man, and then we see Kingpin actually fighting in the finale.
Nah, bro. I don't think that's. You sure?
Because I remember them talking about the Statue of Liberty on episode 5 or 6, whichever one. The one right before the finale, they was talking about what happened to the Statue of Liberty, and then Spider-Man happens, and then you see Green Goblin and Spider-Man having a fight on the Statue of Liberty and all that shit.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was...
The finale came out on December the 22nd, and Spider-Man, we got to find out when Spider-Man No Way, because I could have sworn... No Way Home, please fuck with me. Okay. Spider-Man No Way Home came out on December 13th on my birthday.
So Spider-Man came out and then
December
the finale
17th.
Yeah,
the 17th.
The finale came out 3 days later.
Really? Oh, okay.
Because, you said 22nd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the finale was Christmassy, too.
Remember? Yeah, it was something Christmas.
Yeah,
but that's besides the point. We went off of 10. Listen, Marvel, stop with the musicals. Stop it.
But they can do this all day.
No, bro, that shit was trash. I'm up here thinking, yo, Hawkeye. Okay, post credit scene. It's about to be something insane. I'm at the edge of my seat, and I'm like, what? We already seen this in the first episode of Hawkeye. We seen it already.
We only saw a taste of it.
We don't need the whole song.
Full bag. if somebody just gave you a piece of the pie, like the Jefferson, we finally got a piece of the pie.
No,
but they needed to keep on moving on up. They needed the whole thing. They needed the whole
season, thing. Bro, that season finale of Hawkeye was crazy, bro. This nigga Kingpin gets. Well, I don't want to spoil for people who hasn't seen. If you haven't seen Hawkeye,
spoiler,
by now,
this is a spoiler. We're spoiling prior to what we see. Yeah.
Kingpin gets shot in the eye. You like, oh snap! Like, was of course. Real niggas knew he wasn't dead. I can't believe there are so many people online like, oh my God, how do you kill Kingpin and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, okay, this season finale was really good. So we get to the post-credits scene. I'm like, yo, okay, we eating. We finna get something crazy. And then this musical, the whole musical number. See, and I'm just like, dog, I don't know, man. I don't care. Oh, bro.
Sing a lot of song planet was ass.
Was horrible. It was cheeks. It was cheeks. It was cheeks. Yeah.
Sing song planet was ass. Carol Danvers got married to some nigga.
She got married to that prince, right? Yeah.
Prince. And it was just like no explanation and stuff like that, really given. Really, it was just like, oh yeah, it was a formality or whatever. But it's like you kind of want to, I don't know, like. I kind of want to know in a sense, but at the same time, I don't want to see another sing-along thing either. So it's like, I guess I don't want to know. I don't want to know that bad.
Then I don't want to know.
She started doing Dancing with the Stars with the fucking prince.
And she was singing too.
Oh my God. That was a bad little thing. I didn't like
about
it.
That was cheeks. Yeah, that was horrible. Yeah.
So you can say the second big thing
I literally have a list of things. So if you want
to, I'll do the other one, and then you can do the list.
Okay, I have a list.
The cats, the
Flurkins, bro. Yeah,
that shit was whack.
The Flurkins, the scene. Yeah, we're talking about the scene with the Flurkins. They had to eat the people on sword. The people that sword. In order to freaking save them,
to get them on the shit. That shit was
That was nasty work. That was disgusting. I hated that scene. It wasn't funny to me. I was like, this is disgusting. You have people running for their lives. They're like, oh,
stop running, just let it happen. Excuse me,
bro. The fucking intercom, stop run. Stop running. The Flurkins will eat you. Let them eat you. I'm just like, what? Bro, it was one scene. The dude, he was running for his life. Miss Marvel made a fucking wall so he couldn't get away. And she was like, I'm so sorry about this. And I'm just like,
what is going on, bro? Like, that scene was whack too.
Everything about that scene pissed me off. Go ahead.
Yeah, they tried to make it funny. That one wasn't. I mean, like I said, they tried to make it funny. It wasn't funny. I still think that it was entertaining in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't like that bad to a point where I'm like, what the f-? Like, it was better than the microwave baby Flash scene.
Oh, no. But, yeah, we never gonna speak about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was better than that. But it was like, you know what I'm saying? One of them things where it's like, all right, whatever. We can move along, kind of like it lasted a while. That scene was very long.
And also the Flurkins, they attacked all of the people in Sword. These are babies. Why did they attack everybody else? And they didn't even attempt to attack Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, all of those people, Nick Fury. They don't know
Go ahead. Or Miss Marvel parents.
Kamala Khan's parents, they didn't do anything to them. So I'm like, wait, what? Because, bro, my whole time seeing that, I'm like, okay, are they even going to, like, try to attack them? Yeah, are they going to attempt to? And they didn't. Like, of course, I can see, like, the main cat not doing nothing. I don't even remember his name.
I don't know.
The Flurkin. I don't know. I don't remember his
Garfield
name.
We'll say
Garfield is...
For reference purposes, but like, I like you said, that's it for me. I think those were the two things that I really just wasn't fucking with. Everything else with the movie, I was like, okay with it. I was like, all right, it's cool. It's moving along. Okay. It's pretty cool. Like, I think that was it. I know you had a list of things, so let's hear.
I was looking for the name of the cat, but
I don't know.
You called that man Captain Marvel. My bad. I was trying to. Oh damn! It's dead talk. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I have a lot of things. Goose is his name too. Goose is Goose, the fucking flirking. Okay. I have a list of things that I did not like about this movie. And the first thing I'm going to touch on is the villain. The villain of this movie was trash. The villain of this movie is forgettable. The villain just died with ease. I'm like, wait, what? Like, what's happening here? Her motivations were solid, I guess, but bro, I don't even know what the villain's name is. Do you?
Let me look it up.
Let me look it up. It's nuts. See, I don't even like the villain. It did nothing for me. I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have any type of attachment to this person whatsoever. Now, I'm not gonna lie, she was fine as hell, though. She was fine, though. I ain't gonna lie, she had the gold tooth going too. She had the gold tooth in and shit like that. She was fine as fuck. I ain't gonna cap. And I'm just like, bro, this villain is just, it's doing nothing for me. I don't care. Darbin. Okay, it's called, her name is Darbin. Bro, she dies. She puts both bands on after the movie, and she, well, not after the movie, at the end of the movie, and then she just gets real powerful, and then she just turns to dust. She just blows up. And I'm just,
it's too much power. She can't contain, and she blows up. Then Miss Marvel picks up said bangle and puts it on, and nothing happens.
Miss Marvel got the mutant gene, though. That's what I said. Like, when we talked earlier, I was like, that might have something to like to do with it. She can actually like control it now or something like that. So that's why I think, maybe, I don't know, it's a theory. But yeah, man, back to the villain. She was just horrible. I didn't really care for the villain at all. So that's one thing. Other thing, Nick Fury in this movie was pretty much Samuel L. Jackson with an eye patch. That's pretty much what he was. He was just Samuel L. Jackson with an eye patch. Why is Nick Fury in here making quips and making jokes? Use black girl magic, nigga. What, bro?
When Samuel L. Jackson with an eye patch is funny as
fuck. He was just that Samuel L. Jackson with the eye patch in this movie.
Slick Fury.
He was Slick Fury. Here we go. Bro, Slick Fury. What the fuck? You in here making jokes. You in here trying to like laugh. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? Use black girl magic. Nigga, what? That was so corny to me. Throughout the whole, like, bro, throughout the whole MCU, he's serious. He's about his shit. Mm-hmm. And now he's just cool, calm, and collected and laid back and making all these fucking jokes. Yeah. Nigga, like, that shit didn't work for me. I feel like Monica needed more screen time in this movie. There were like the fight scenes.
Could always do with some more Monica.
Oh, bro, absolutely. 24/7, I need it. But yeah, I feel like she needed like more time to shine. Some of those fight scenes were happening, and she really didn't get a chance to like get in her bag completely. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bro, we needed more of her here.
Honestly and truthfully, if we got more of her here or in the movie and stuff like that, I feel like it would have made the end hit a little harder because of the fact that we lost her, you know what I'm saying, at the end and stuff like that.
It so would have hit. It still hit just a tad bit for me. Like, I was like, fuck, she's gone. Because I just knew, like, she was, like, going to get saved. Like, I was like, Carol, come on, Carol. You gotta get to her. I was like, please. I was like, fuck. So, but
you know, it's gonna be like Guardians of the Galaxy 3. like she was going
to
say.
Oh, yeah. That was that's fire. I didn't think about that. I forgot about that.
I thought she was going to get saved at the nick of time or something.
Yeah. And let me see. Is there anything else before I get to this? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Yeah. Okay. Last but certainly not least, Steve, bro. Secret Invasion means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. It's been confirmed that this movie does. I remember we talked on the phone afterwards. We didn't know. It has been confirmed. I looked it up. This movie takes place after Secret Invasion, after the events in Secret Invasion. So everything that happened in Secret Invasion means absolutely nothing now. All of that shit happened for no reason.
All that Skrillussy was just wasted.
The Skrillussy?
It's just wasted Skrillussy.
The Skrillussy was wasted, man. Everything that, for one, like, of course, when we got to those last three episodes of Secret Invasion, we was just like, bro, what the fuck is happening? What's going on here? But now it even makes that even worse, bro. It makes it even worse, man. I'm like, what was the point of this show even? Like, Nick Fury, he literally says nothing about those events at all. Nothing about there being a million Skrulls on Earth.
As we
speak. Hello? Like.
Yeah. Bro, and then you're interacting with more Skrulls in the movie.
There's more Skrulls out there too.
And we don't get any conversation. Like, we nothing interacting about with more nothing. Skrulls. Like, mm-hmm. You ain't like freaked out, like, oh, I don't want to fuck with no Skrulls right now. I'm having a moment. Like, you just cool with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, we know that your wife is a Skrull. So it's like this should, this should kind of like mean something that all those Skrulls got murdered and had to be moved to another planet and stuff like that. Like, that should have been a soft spot for you.
Bro, you know what? I never want to see a Skrull again. I don't want to see a Skrull again on my screen. I'm cool on the Skrulls. We got them in the first movie. Captain Marvel, we got them in Secret Invasion. We got them in this movie. I don't care anymore, bro. I'm just going to keep it 1,000 with you. I don't care about the Skrulls anymore. Secret Invasion was done so...
They don't really care about us.
Like, I don't give a fuck anymore about Skrulls. I can go without seeing a Skrull for the rest of this saga and be completely fine. I don't care about that shit anymore. Especially after what happened in Secret Invasion. Gaia being like this super OP person. She's easily the powerfulest person in the whole MCU right now. But that shit... So, with this movie, seeing that and not even getting a peep, just a small thing about the shit that happened in Secret Invasion, it makes it matter even less than it already mattered after the finale of Secret Invasion.
Facts. It just... Gravitz, we'll see you in the Bob Marley movie.
Bro, and Gravik was such a great villain, bro.
Bro, he was putting up numbers.
Gravik was such a good villain, bro. So wasted.
Well, we're gonna see another Skrull because, like you just said, we're gonna see Gaia again. Eventually, she's gonna spin the block somewhere, bro. And we're gonna see her. And
now listen.
I don't ever want to see it again? Another Thor movie.
Let it go. Totally unrelated. It's some news that just came out today. Actually,
we're getting probably seen double whammy. We're gonna get Thor and Skrulls are gonna be in that movie.
No,
it's gonna be a double
whammy. Taika Waititi confirms he has nothing to do with Thor 5. He came out and said it today, and he says if it's real, which we're gonna see Thor again, he said if that movie is a thing, if it does happen, I'm not gonna have anything to do with it. He confirmed it today, actually.
Cause he knew like Thor Ragnarok was fire, and then he seen the backlash of Love and Thunder. And he's like, dang, man, I really fucked up. And he's like, you can't make up for it because now you have to do Thor Ragnarok times two or something like that. And honestly and truly, I don't even know how do you do it, because if Hercules is really the villain or the antagonist for the next Thor movie,
nobody knows. Yeah.
You have to scratch that because
they have to do something.
There's no way that you're about to give us Hercules against Thor. the ass whooping immense. Like, okay, like you're yeah, not yeah. about to give us that.
Let's get back. Yeah, we got that. We definitely got that news out the way. Yeah, I know Steve is ecstatic about that, though. He's super happy about that. That's a whole nother pod, bro. I know you're sick about it, but
you couldn't announce that before.
The Marvels, though. So yeah, so that's pretty much all the things that like we didn't like. Now, man, let's get to the meat and the potatoes, the green beans, the mid credit scene that we got after the movie was over. Man, like let me just say, because I'm like, okay. Mid-credit scene, I see Monica sitting here. She's like in a hospital type thing. I'm like, okay. And she looks over, man. That was so well acted, man. She acted her ass off. She sees her mom, of course. Mm-hmm. She's in this whole nother universe and whatnot. And she sees her mom and she just breaks down and cries and all this stuff. And it was so beautiful to see, bro. My eyes, I was like, oh my gosh, Monica. But of course we know. And in the background, we see something walk real by real fast. Now, Steve, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, bro, I seen him walk by. I could see the blue. I could see the blue as soon as he walked by before he even showed his face. I'm like, no. I said to my mom, I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Happening? I'm like, no. And then Kelsey Grammer's voice, you just hear his voice and it goes to him and we get Beast, bro. Beast is sitting He's there back. Talking to him. Man, X-Men are on the way, bro. It's just, oh, man. So
it's confirmed. So it already was confirmed, yeah. But they really throwing it in our face now. They like yeah. letting us know, like, it's happening.
How did you feel about that scene, man? How did you feel about all of that?
Bro, I was super hype about it. I really fucking liked it because of the fact that, like, when it happened, it's like, okay, so clearly she's in another universe, but like mm-hmm. how are they going to connect that universe to this universe? Mm-hmm. And I feel mm-hmm. like they're starting to put those pieces together, because that means that the X-Men is in that universe that she's in right now, which would make that universe mm-hmm. that Doctor Strange was at, because everybody says the X-Men
838.
Yeah, everybody says that the X-Men that's going to be in this universe is the X-Men from the cartoon series. That's why Professor X had a yellow chair. That's why, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get Beast, which would be cool. But then I also feel like in that universe, Wanda has kids in that universe. I feel like that's the same universe. And I also feel like since that's the X-Men universe with them having kids in that universe, I also feel like we're going to get our T'Challa, another version of T'Challa in that universe, and they're going to merge those together. I just really feel like that's going to come. You're still on mute.
Yeah, my bad. But man, so what did you think of like the CGI and stuff of that? Like, I really didn't care. I was like, it's fine, bro. Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really care about it. It was cool. I wasn't like, oh my God, this looks really horrible. Like, oh my, this is done so badly. Like, I thought it was fine. I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool too. I didn't think it was over the top, and I didn't think it was like too little. I thought it was like really perfect. It didn't look like it was cheaply done or anything like that, but it wasn't over the top. And I thought it was done well. And I actually liked that more than kind of like makeup in him the whole way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you want, like, put him in CGI, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can make it work, make it work.
And also, what I love about it, if he probably was in makeup and stuff, that shit would have gotten leaked. Somebody would have leaked that shit, and we would have known about it before it happened. That's another thing that I really loved about it. But I wasn't mad at it, man. I was like, okay, this is Beast. And he also said something about Charles. So I'm like, okay. He said something Charles has to do. So I didn't know who it was. But, man, what did you think of binary suit? Like, so he said the word binary. So that's his mom. That's her mom, excuse me. So she's binary.
Oh, she's so binary?
She's binary. He said her name. Yep. I had to go back and watch it. Yep. He said binary.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about binary at all. So now that you said that, I would like to look that up.
Binary was pretty much Captain Marvel, there was like another name for her, like in the beginning. Mm. So it's pretty much, yeah.
So she's just still Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah. In the, yeah. So, but in this universe, they call her Binary. So like, what did you think of just that scene, like her seeing her mom again and stuff like that? And she's like, yo, I don't know who the fuck you are. Who,
child, I wouldn't know him if I seen him. like surprise to this woman. But like, I thought that was cool. And it's a mixed bag of emotions too, because it's like, I don't know who you are. You think that, you know what I'm saying? You're emotional and you think that I'm your parent. So now like, she's going to randomly be thinking like, oh, dang, I'm going to have a kid and all this other stuff. And also that changes the timelines of things too. Just because you're in a different universe doesn't mean that you have to be the same age as your other universe part. And that's the reason why I feel like we're getting another T'Challa in adult form already. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that her and her mom are like pretty much right there. I mean, yeah, they didn't confirm ages or anything, but if she don't have kids or anything or don't have a child, you see what I'm saying? And then Monica is right here talking to you, then that means that you haven't been born yet, which means that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to necessarily be the same age as your counterpart in another, in an alternate universe, which, I mean, I guess that's already been confirmed with those different Spider-Mans. With Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. So I guess that already been confirmed. But you know what I'm saying? That I think that that's really cool. So I feel like what they're going to do is they're not going to... I mean, I feel like, yeah, we're going to have different multiverses and stuff like that. But I feel like when they bring in these other characters, the X-Men and stuff like that, I think they're all going to be from one universe.
Okay.
Yeah, one separate. I don't think they're going to be like, all right, so the X-Men are going to be from this universe. The new T'Challa would be from this universe. They quote unquote have been talking about bringing the whole old Avengers back. I don't think that they're going to put them in a whole separate universe either. I think it's just going to be, because I feel like that would be so much of trying to figure it out and doing things like that. You got to figure out what Earth you want to put in your different, in your timeline and stuff like
that.
It's
just too much.
It could be a whole clusterfuck of shit, and I don't feel like you want to do that. At the most, I feel like maybe we'll get two other universes, but we're not gonna get a whole bunch of them. And the only reason I feel like we'll get two more is because we'll get the whatever we get with Deadpool and stuff. If they don't put Deadpool,
I can't wait for Deadpool too. Next summer, July. Wait. Yeah, that's gonna be fire. So, man. Yeah, that's pretty much, I think, all that I have to say about the movie. Like I said, I had fun. You know, I had a pretty good time in the movie theater. But yeah, I just think this movie was just, you know, just fine. It was just okay. So let's get to the ranking. Well, not the ranking, but not the rankings of the movie, but the scale on a 1 to 10 scale, you know, 1. Mm. 1.5, 2.5, 3, you know what I'm saying? What would you give the Marvels? What is your rating? Rating, that's what I want to say. Your rating of the Marvels.
For me, I was going to give it, I think when I first came out the theater, I gave it a 7. But now, with sitting on it before a little bit, I'll give it like a 6.5. 6.5, 7, in that range. But that's where I'm going to put it.
I agree with you, man. When I first came out of the theater, I was like, this is a 6, bro. This is a solid 6. But like, you know what I'm saying? Thinking back on it and things like that, I was like, okay. I would also give it a solid 6.5. Like I said, I did have fun in the movies. This movie is not trash. Now, we're saying it's a 6.5. That don't mean we're saying that this movie was garbage. It was horrible. It was trash. Like, it was just fine. It was cool. You know what I mean? And for everybody online that keeps talking about, okay, this movie is the lowest grossing movie of the MCU and all that, y'all, there was a strike that happened. The strike is over now, thank God. But there was a strike that happened. They couldn't actually promote the movie. They couldn't go and do, like, you know, all types of shit. So I'm just like, yo, man, like, relax, dog. Of course this movie was not going to make as much Mm-hmm. And bro, people are just being extra as fuck, bro. Like, people really like, y'all don't like girls, y'all don't like females, y'all don't like women. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? How can y'all not like women, man? Like, and they do a good job too.
The thing that really kills me about it is some of the people that do be hating on it are creatives that are trying to make their own comics and things like that. And I don't think y'all understand, like, Marvel and DC felon is not a good thing for you, because the Marvel and DC getting popular and stuff like that made people get into more comics and stuff like
that.
So with that being said, more comic content are being developed into other forms of media. If they start failing and they crash, your product is not going to do well.
It's not like,
so I don't think you should be rooting against Marvel and DC failing. Like, even though I'm like, DC, I want it to do well, because you know what I'm saying? Like, if these properties do well, then maybe something that I make one day will get picked up, because there's going to be this crash and need for comic book media. And it's like, them failing is not a good thing. So I don't understand why people are rooting for it to fail. Like, nigga, that's not a good thing.
People just want to be haters, man. People just want to hate for whatever reason. I don't know. People, they just want to hate on this movie so bad. They just want to hate on all of this so bad. I don't get it. Like I said, the movie is not trash. And there's people online just saying, like, this is like the worst movie of the whole MCU. I'm like, bro, stop it. Thor Love and Thunder exists. Thor 2 exists. Like, there's so many horrible movies.
Thor 2 and Thor Love and Thunder.
Iron Man 3 exists. Like, there's other horrible
movies. Bad, but it ain't as bad as them two.
Like, bro. I don't know.
Thor has the worst franchise easily. Jesus Christ.
Without question. Without question, bro. So, and I think, so this is going to be the last MCU movie that we get until next July. And here's the thing too, that's going to be the only MCU movie that comes out next year. We're only getting one MCU movie in 2024. Mm-hmm.
What'd you have to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's low key crazy to think about. Only one movie next year, and that's going to be Deadpool 3, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then I know the MCU said that they were going to slow down with giving us so much stuff.
As they should.
Yeah, they feel like people are getting MCU burnout, and they don't want that to happen either. You know what I'm saying? And I think from what it looks like, they're gonna they're trying to restructure their brand and stuff like that as well, because apparently they're moving on from Kang, which is insane to me. Like, that's super insane. I have no idea. If you feel like that issue is a problem, you can I would prefer that you don't, but you can recast them. I don't know who you get to bring that energy. The only person I think you can bring in that can bring that kind of dynamic was somebody that was pitched, apparently, is Damson Idris. I think that's it. But other than that, as far as an actor, Jonathan Majors is it, bro. I prefer that you not switch it up. You know what I'm saying? And then also, if you do replace him, and from what they were quote unquote rumored to try to pitch to Damson Idris, I think that sucks because of the fact that you're taking a role that Damson Idris could play another character. You see what I'm saying? Like, keep Jonathan Majors and fucking bring Damson Idris as another character. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That could also be fire. But me personally, I don't think that they should be moving on from it. But they're trying to restructure and shit like that. And if they do, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Them taking their time is needed if that's the case, if they restructure the whole universe.
Okay. So, did you want to rank this movie with the other movies in the multiverse saga? So, that is phase 4 and phase 5 so far of what we have now. So, all the movies in phase 4, I got them pulled up here.
Top one easily is Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Top one. So is that better than No Way Home?
Yes. For me. Yes.
Okay. Okay, fair.
As a complete overall story, yes. Then the low-hanging fruit would obviously be No Way Home, right? After that, No Way Home. And then I would go...
Wakanda Forever?
Yeah, I was about to say, am I going Wakanda Forever or Doctor Strange? I'm going to go Wakanda Forever, then Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And then Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi, the Marvels. So this would be it.
So you have the Marvels being better than Doctor Strange too, or did you just
say? No, I said Doctor Strange, and then I said
the Marvels. And then Shang-Chi. Oh, and then the Marvels. Yeah. Okay.
Doctor Strange, Shang-Chi, then the Marvels.
Okay, yeah. Shang-Chi was so fire.
Yeah,
I love it. That movie was gas.
Then after the Marvels, I will go Ant-Man Quantumania. And then I will go Eternals. If somehow they make it into this like whole thing.
Eternals. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. We have a big ass celestial head. That's the other thing. They haven't addressed that yet, neither. We have a huge celestial head in the planet.
Just like, there.
When is this gonna be addressed? When is somebody gonna talk about this?
So yeah, then I'll go Eternals. Honestly and truthfully, I'll go Black Widow.
Even
though they haven't came out, I'll put the War Machine movie, Captain America, New World Order.
Steve, oh my whatever, God.
Deadpool, and then I'll put Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oh my God, this
the trailers of those are better.
The trailers are better than the whole movie.
Yeah. Just the still shots are better than Thor Love.
I am fucking crying. So
I don't know if I missed the movie, but I think that's it. I think I did miss one though.
No, because the only movies that came out in Phase 5 was this movie, of course, and Wakanda Forever was in Phase 4. That was
ended 4. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last movie in Phase 4. I think the only movies that came out is Ant-Man 3 and this
Guardians
movie.
Of the Galaxy.
And Guardians 3, yeah. So, okay, that's solid. That's super solid. For me, I'm going to go Guardians 3 also at number 1. Yeah. I got you.
As a story.
Shit, bro, a full, like, everything, man, just came full circle, and that shit was really, really sad, bro.
Mm-hmm.
At number 2, I got to go Spider-Man No Way Home. Easy. Number 3, yeah. I'm going to go Wakanda Forever, because man, Black Panther, that shit, Namor was fire. You know what I'm saying? That's easily easily top 3. Bro, we might have the same list, I think. Okay. Shang-Chi after that, after Black Panther.
Okay.
Shang-Chi was same. Yeah, I think it's going to be the same. Dang, bro, Shang-Chi was fire. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I like Doctor Strange 2. A lot of people hate Doctor Strange 2. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Bro, they had their expectations up there with a God, up there with Jesus. They just thought all of these crazy things were going to happen. Their expectations were just through the fucking sky, and it didn't make any sense. So it's not a bad movie, y'all. Doctor Strange 2 is nothing wrong with it. So I got that. Then here we go. Doctor Strange 2, I'm going to go Black Widow.
Black Widow over Eternals?
No, I'm going to go Eternals next and then Black Widow. Eternals? I actually like Eternals. Everybody shits on Eternals. I thought Eternals was a pretty solid movie. It was cool. It was good. So I'm going to go Eternals. Then I'm going to go Black Widow. Then I'm going to go The Marvels after that.
Damn.
I'm gonna go the Marvels, then after I'm gonna Black go. Widow? Yeah, I like Black Widow over the Marvels.
Okay.
Wait.
Fair
enough. Wait. No, I'm super cat. I'm tweaking. The Marvels and then Black Widow. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm tweaking. Sorry, y'all.
I just was like, okay.
Monica Rambeau and everybody. Yeah. Stop it, Rob. Yeah, so.
Don't let me detour you.
No, I'm not yet. The Marvels, Black Widow, and then, Ant-Man 3. And then, Thor, Love and Thunder.
Dang. Ant-Man
3. I think we pretty much.
Nah, I had Ant-Man 3 over Eternals and
over Eternals. Oh, nah, Eternals is better than Ant-Man 3 to me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Ant-Man. Yeah, it was a lot of things. Of course, Kang made that movie like exactly what it is. Kang went crazy.
What's crazy is those first two Ant-Man movies were so good.
I was like, they're super solid. Like,
they have potential to have the best trilogy in the
MCU. They did. Absolutely, they dropped the ball.
I was like, with
they pissed
Kang.
Down their leg. They pissed down their leg, bro.
Kang and shit the bed. That's crazy.
Quantumania just dropped the ball, man. And I don't know. There's a lot of things not to like.
It has some fire moments, but yeah.
Ooh. Also, we gotta talk about what did you think of Young Avengers starting up?
Yeah,
the Young Avengers at the end of the movie. Miss Marvel, which was funny. That was funny as fuck too, by the way. She's sitting in the black. Nick Fury and shit like that.
She said the kids, and she's like, I'm 22. She was all like, kiddish.
Yeah.
She was like, kiddish.
Kate, right? What's her name again?
Kate Bishop.
Hawkeye.
And then she mentioned, she's like, I heard Ant-Man's got a daughter, so we know that she's gonna go through her. She's like, I heard Ant-Man's got a daughter. And then did she reference anybody else? I don't think she referenced anybody.
I don't think so.
But I saw a whole, like, somebody posted a picture of like the Young Avengers, and it was like Ironheart and had Kid Loki at the top. So
bro, we're never seeing
Kid Loki. You said we're never seeing Kid Loki.
We're never seeing that Kid Loki.
I think we're definitely seeing Scarlet Witch's twins,
her kids. I don't think so. That's me. I don't think we see them again
because they're in the Young Avengers.
Yeah,
comics and stuff. So I think we'll see them. I'm not sure if Kid Loki is in the Young Avengers, but they for sure are in there. Obviously we're gonna get Ironheart. I think.
I can't wait for her show to come out. Neither.
Yeah, bro. Echo, I'm not sure how old they're making her or whatever.
Nah, she's not gonna be. But like that scene was fire. It was good. It was funny. I was like, wow. Now this is how you like end a fucking movie. Like this was a really good ending.
And I think usually that would have been an end credit scene or something like that.
I'm
surprised that they put it in the actual movie before the credits. I was like, interesting. So,
I was fucking with it though. So I'm in. So Miss Marvel, we got Kate, and we got Scott Lang's daughter. I think her name is Cassie Lang.
Yeah.
Cassie Lang. Mm-hmm. So when will we see this happen? Who knows? But
they all are gonna be 22 by the time they.
They're gonna be old as fuck, right?
Once they finally build that shit up, unless they like. Speed that shit up, but I don't feel like they can speed it up because next year we're only getting one movie, like you said.
Yeah, and we're getting Deadpool. Like four movies in 2025. It's gonna be
So then every end credit gotta be Young Avengers. If
it gotta be something or something,
you gotta speed it up if that's the case. Because other than that, like how else are you gonna make this happen and them still be young? Unless they're filming it right now and then
these ain't nah. Bro, these actors have like they have to like get older, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, so every end credit has to be Young Avengers next year.
I think every end credit is gonna lead up to Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars because those Avengers movies come out in 2026, apparently.
So I think that every mid credit will lead up to Avengers.
Oh, okay, fair. And then
final credit will be because other than that, you're gonna be rushing it like the Justice League or something like that. Because
we shall see,
unless they all gonna be teenagers, whichever one.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But man, that's pretty much all I have. Do you have anything else?
That's it for me.
You good, man? So first episode of Rambles and Reviews Down. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. Like I said, the Marvels, it's an okay movie. It's not trash. Will I ever see it again? Probably not. But yeah, but it's okay. But man, we appreciate y'all coming to listen to this pod, listen to this review. We don't need to like plug our socials or nothing, bro. We don't
absolutely not.
People know where to find us. The Blurred Mom Pod on everything. Tap in, subscribe to the Patreon. That's one thing I will put. Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon, man. A lot of dope content coming out. A lot of things that's gonna be exclusive over there. We be in our bags on the Patreon.
Is this exclusive to the Patreon, or is this gonna be YouTube too?
So yeah, no. I mean, well, now, well, they'll get it now. This is something we can talk about afterwards.
Yeah.
Man, all right, Patreon, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. Hope you guys have a great day, night, morning, whenever you listen to this shit. So later days.
Deuces.